This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The Supreme Court appointed three-member committee headed by former Chief Justice of Jammu and Kashmir High Court, Geeta Mittal, has visited the hill districts of Kangpokpi and Churachandpur in Manipur yesterday. The committee includes former Bombay High Court Judge Shalini Phansalkar Joshi and former Delhi High Court Judge Asha Menon. The Supreme Court appointed the three-member committee to oversee relief, rehabilitation and rebuilding measures in Manipur. Manipur Chief Secretary Dr. Vinit Joshi accompanied the team during the visit. The visiting team, along with officials of the Kangpokpi District Administration, visited two relief centres, Kaithail Manbi High School and Diet Centre, Lakehop under Champai Subdivision, and interacted with the people who are taking shelter in these centres. The team also inspected the under-construction fabricated houses at Kaithail Manbi, where more than 150 houses are planned to be constructed. The committee members also distributed relief items to the inmates at the relief centres. Later, they visited Churachandpur and held a meeting with leaders of civil society organisations at the mini-secretariat of the district headquarters at Tuibong and visited the relief centre at ECA Church Campus, Tuibong. The National Crisis Management Committee, under the chairmanship of Cabinet Secretary Rajiv Gauba, met yesterday and reviewed the cloudburst situation in Sikkim. Sikkim Chief Secretary joined the meeting through video conferencing and apprised the committee about the situation. He also briefed the committee about the efforts of the state government in carrying out relief and rescue measures. The Home Secretary informed the committee that the situation is being monitored 24/7 by the central government at the highest level. Both control rooms of the Ministry of Home Affairs are monitoring the situation and all possible help has been extended. The National Disaster Response Force has already deployed three teams and additional teams are on standby in Guwahati and Patna. Reviewing the relief and rescue measures of the central agencies and government of Sikkim, the Cabinet Secretary emphasized that the evacuation of people stranded in the tunnel of Chungthang Dam as well as stranded tourists may be taken up on priority basis. He further observed that additional teams of the NDRF should be employed and connectivity of road, telecom and power must be restored in the shortest possible time. The Cabinet Secretary assured the Sikkim government and all central agencies are ready and available for assistance. In Sikkim, 14 lives have been lost, 102 are missing and 26 injured after heavy rainfall triggered a lake outburst in parts of the Lonark Lake in North Sikkim yesterday, which resulted in the massive flash floods in the Teesta River Basin. The figures were provided by the Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority. It stated that 22,000 people have been affected, over 2,000 are being evacuated to safer places and 11 bridges have been washed away. In Pakyong district, 59 people have been reported missing, including 23 army personnel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang and took stock of the situation. The Prime Minister has assured all possible support and prayed for the safety and well-being of those affected in the wake of the natural calamity. One of the missing soldiers was rescued and his condition was reported to be stable, and search operations are on to trace the missing persons. Heating up the wind of political atmosphere in Mizoram, the ruling Mizo National Front kicked off a statewide campaign for the ensuing assembly polls at Vanapa Hall in Aizawl yesterday. The party also announced a list of 40 candidates for the 40 assembly seats. Prominent names among the list include Chief Minister Zoram Thanga from Aizawl East 1, Deputy Chief Minister Taunluya from Thui Chang, besides other cabinet ministers. In a shift of strategy, Tourism Minister Robert Ramavia Roite, who represented Aizawl East 2 in the current assembly, has been named as the candidate for Hachek constituency. However, incumbent Speaker Lal Rinliana Sailo and Saiha MLA Dr. K. Bechua were not in the list, while Home Minister Lal Chamliani Sailo opted out to contest the ensuing assembly elections. Mizoram is set to go for assembly polls later this year. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.